Hi, this is a dictation for patient Justin Walker, date of service 4-3-2023, date of birth 6-29-82, date of accident 7-20-2022. Mr. Justin Walker is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred in Detroit, and he was he was driving restrained. The other car came without stopping on the stop sign and hit him on a T-bone accident. The car, he tried to swear, but the car hit into his front bumper, leading to the injury from this impact. According to him, he started suffering from the pain in the neck, upper and lower back, with severe stiffness and shooting pain to the buttocks, both bilaterally, and pain across the lower back. The patient was around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 from the time of accident. And currently the pain level has improved to around 3 to 6. And he does report that his numbness, tingling of all the fingers on both sides. And the patient has positive finding in the MRI with multiple disc involvement in cervical. And he was advised about CESI. He was and facet joint injections for the cervical spine, but the patient is not interested. He's currently not working. He does say that he's 70% better. Sometimes he wakes up with too much pain. The numbness and tingling is only 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain level is only 3 to 6, and the ADLs are not reported gravely affected beyond 5. 70% improvement is reported. The rest of the system review is from the chart, along with the medical surgical history, the substance abuse, and compliance history. Please use the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure is 125 over 79, pulse is 111, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit, which is 3-1-2023, dictation number is 0303-094. Diagnosis and medication. The plan is to continue serving the patient with the physical therapy, focusing on the neck and the left sacroiliac joint area 2 times per week, and also some therapy for the middle back and lower back as the patient does have pain, even though the MRIs are negative for any pathology in the lumbar spine. The patient definitely doesn't want any injection treatment. He can continue his physical therapy. He has been discussed about yoga, meditation, posture exercise, home heat, massage, and as well as home stretching. And then chiropractic referral has been made for him. Medication-wise, he's provided with Celebrex for anti-inflammatories, Flexeril for muscle relaxation, SFX for 20 milligram twice a day for the stomach protection, Ultrime 50 milligram PRN. For pain relief, Neurontin for headaches and nerve healing. At this time, patient is quite stable. He is referred to physical therapy, and he quit the physical therapy as he was not getting better. Well, the patient is advised CESI and facet joint injection, and if he provides consent and he agrees with the treatment protocol, we'll definitely help him out. So far, he has been advised about neck traction device also. Thank you. He'll be seen in 30 days.